Luke chapter 12. In the meantime, when they were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they stepped upon one another, he began to say to his disciples, first of all, "Beware you of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which you have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he has killed has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before Yahweh? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Also I say to you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the messengers of Yahweh. But he that denies me before men shall be denied before the messengers of Yahweh. And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But to him that blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven. And when they bring you to the synagogues and magistrates and powers, take no thought how or what thing you shall answer or what you shall say. For the Holy Spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. And one of the company said to him, Teacher, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said to him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said to them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things which he possesses. And he spoke a parable to them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no more room where to store my fruits. And he said, This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build larger. And there I will store all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have much goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat and drink, and be merry. But Yahweh said to him, You fool, this night your soul shall be required of you. Then whose shall those things be which you have provided? So is he that lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward Yahweh. And he said to his disciples, Therefore I say to you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. The life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse or barn, and Yahweh feeds them. How much more are you better than the fowls? And which of you, taking thought, can add to his stature 1 cubit? If then you are not able to do that thing which is least, why do you take thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They do not toil, they do not spin. Yet I say to you that Solomon, all of his majesty, was not clothed like one of these. If Yahweh then so clothed the grass, which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast to the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you shall eat or what you shall drink, neither be of a doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you have need of these things. But rather seek the kingdom of Yahweh, and all these things shall be added to you. Fear not, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which do not wax old, a treasure in the heavens that fails not, where no thief approaches, neither does moth corrupt. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about and your lights burning, and you yourselves like to men that wait for their master when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, shall find watching. Truly I say to you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to eat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and would have not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be therefore ready also, for the Son of Man comes at an hour when you do not think of it. Well, then Peter said to him, Master, do you speak this parable to us or to all? And the master said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, shall find so doing. Of a truth, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But and if that servant says in his heart that my master delays his coming and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens and begin to eat and drink and to be drunken, the master of that servant will come in a day when he does not look for him and at an hour when he's not aware and will cut him in half and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant, which knew his master's will and did not prepare himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that did not know and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required. And to whom men have committed much, much of him will they ask the more. I am come to send fire upon the earth, and what will I if it already be kindled? But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened till it is accomplished? Suppose you that I am come to give peace on earth? I tell you, no, but rather division. For from here on there shall be five in one house divided, three against two and two against three. Father divided against the son and the son against the father. Mother against daughter and the daughter against the mother. The mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And he said also to the people, When you see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway you say, Oh, there comes a shower. And so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, There will be heat. And it comes to pass. Hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that you do not discern this time? Yes, and why even of yourselves judge you not what is right? When you go with your adversary to the magistrate as you are striving in the way with that man, give diligence that you may be delivered from him, lest he call you to the judge, and the judge deliver you to the officer, and the officer cast you into prison. I tell you, you shall not depart from there till you have paid to the very last penny. End of chapter.